sing this with me?
In the quiet, in the stillness, in the silence, divine voice seeks to be heard, understood. In the silence, divine voice speaks.
Let's do that again.
In the quiet, in the stillness, in the silence, divine voice seeks to be heard, understood. In the silence, divine voice speaks to the place where we understand words are needed. A gentle guiding hand finds us in the quiet. It's in the stillness, in the silence, divine voice seeks to be heard, understood. It's in the silence, divine voice speaks to the place where we understand words are needed. A gentle guiding hand finds us in the quiet. It's in the stillness, in the silence, divine voice seeks to be heard, understood. 'Cause in the silence, divine voice speaks.
Good morning. Will you join me in the welcome prayer this morning? Welcome, all who are here, welcome. Now I invite you to take a breath, and as you take your next breath, to notice yourself as you're breathing. It's a way to bring yourself to present moment awareness. And say this with me: welcome my whole self to this moment. My mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual self. Welcome. Now again, take a breath and do that. Notice your mental self and say welcome. And notice your physical self and say welcome to that. Emotional self. Welcome my emotions and my emotional self and spiritual self. Welcome. Welcome, Spirit of the Living God among us.
worship in the stillness, in the silence. Divine voice seeks.
Our text reflection this morning comes from Isaiah 58. If you're here with us and you're new, you're not going to be hearing the original scripture that you might be more familiar with. What we do here at NRCC is we take the lectionary text and we spend time reflecting with it. And we share with the community what comes up within our reflection. And so it's a practice that we invite you to participate with. So I would love to hear your experience with going home and reading Isaiah 58 and seeing what type of reflection you have. This is Doug's reflection from that text. What kind of life are you living? When you leave the room, do people say, "She makes this place better"? Do you help your family or friends in need? Or do you complain about them any chance you get? Stop complaining. Don't you know that it's a window into your own soul? Try this. Every time you have a negative thought, think of something to be thankful for. Tired of your boss? Be grateful for your job, even if you simply use it as a launching pad for something else. Tired of people depending on you? Be thankful that you are healthy enough to do for others. Tired of the life you've fallen into? Find something that you have an abundance of and give some of it to someone else. Replace your woe is me thinking with a renewed energy for life, and you will be a light that lights up the room. Catch yourself and try it. Negative thought in, positive thought out. Complaining in, generosity out. Gossip in, compassion out. Give it a shot. What do you have to lose? We're going to start our meditation practice soon, so I'm going to invite the children to go ahead and head upstairs with your teachers, teenagers. We'd like to invite you to stay until the announcements are over. The children, wow, there's so many of you. That's awesome. Have a wonderful day. We're going to be practicing the welcoming prayer this morning, the welcome prayer or the welcoming prayer. And as I look out this morning, I know that some of you are wondering how I'm doing. And I'm okay. So thank you for wondering, and but I'm not going to pretend, because we're not a community that does that. I'm going to be honest with you and share with you that I am having a very difficult time, but I'm continuing in my practices. And I am so grateful. I realized this morning that I've been practicing contemplatively now for 14 years. And as I go through this challenging time in my family's life, I'm so grateful I have the practices as a bedrock, as a foundation to draw from, to observe and notice. Even when right now I can't control the fact that my body just shakes, because it is doing that, and you know, it's a surge of energy around the circumstances that we're finding ourselves in. I can see it and observe it and still know underneath that compassion is with me and light is there. So thank you so much for your compassion and love toward me. I can't tell you how much it means to me and to my family. So as we begin the welcome prayer this morning, it is a prayer that is developed through the centering prayer method that we teach and we invite you to participate in as a meditation practice. Centering prayer is a time when we sit in silence, and the welcoming prayer is a prayer that was developed and is utilized as a prayer in real time, a meditation that we can do in real time. Because frankly, when we're sitting in our jobs, or we're doing what we're doing, or in the car, we have a surge of intense energy that happens, whether we would categorize it as negative or positive, we're not going to turn the timer on and sit for 20 minutes in silence. So we have this excellent format in a prayer method and guided meditation that you can utilize yourself to carry you through those moments, so that when we are faced with challenges, or when we're faced with ecstatic energy, you know, things that we would deem, you know, just fantastic life experiences, that we're able to really pass through them rather than around them or even denying that they're there. So if you're new today, I welcome you and invite you to participate with us in this wonderful prayer method. I hope you'll carry it with you in the week ahead. And what we do in songs and meditation is we take time, like we're doing right now, to work with our practices together. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is to posture yourself in a way that you feel well supported as we begin. And as you notice yourself feeling well supported this morning, I invite you to take a breath, and as you breathe, use your breath, your awareness of your breath, to bring yourself into present moment awareness. I invite you to either close your eyes if seeing me is a distraction, or anything else that's around you. You can close your eyes, but you don't have to. So noticing yourself as you're breathing. And attending to your breath for a few moments before we begin. Noticing yourself quieting within as you tend to your breath. It is a natural posture for your inner self to begin to quiet. Your mind may not be quieting. Your inner self quieting now, coming to a place of stillness and rest. Just continue to be intentional with your breath for a moment. I know it's challenging. We're not doing this, there's not a perfected way of working with your breath or doing meditation practice. That's not what this is about. It's about tuning in. Not with your mind, with your deeper center. Not because you have to believe something's happening, but simply resting in the possibility that it's there. Divine nature is within you. Just allowing yourself to flow with your breath. The welcome prayer, I'm going to begin that now, is a three-step prayer. The first step is in real time when we notice a surge of energy happening within our body, or a surge of mental activity. Mind is thinking lots of thoughts. Or a surge in emotional energy within us. Those are three ways that you can begin to notice. And so today, that may be happening to you right now. You may be having a real-time experience right now where you're having a surge of mental activity, or a surge of energy in your body, or emotional surge. And so begin to work with that. If that's happening to you right now, notice it and focus on it. But if that isn't happening, I'm going to invite you to think of a time recently that you can recall where you noticed a surge of mental energy happening, or a surge of body energy, or a surge of emotional energy. So go back to that moment. If it's happening to you right now, sit with it and begin to focus on it. If you're using a time that happened recently, it could be a month or 2 months or even just last week, begin to focus your attention on that moment and begin to notice it. Be very intentional about the focus that you're presenting to the situation. Noticing what's happening in mind, body, and feelings. As you focus your attention there, allow yourself to fully feel that moment, or this moment, if you're working with a real-time experience. Fully feel it. Don't deny it or push it away. Just allow the fullness of the situation to be experienced within yourself. And now I'm going to ask you to drop down even more inside the experience and sink into it. Focusing, feeling, and really sinking down deep, allowing the fullness of the experience to be felt or thought, or the energy within your body to be as it is. Again, this could be a situation you would say gave you afflictive feelings, emotions, or mental energy, or an ecstatic experience. Whatever it is you're working with. Now we're going to go to the second part of this prayer method, and that's to say to whatever it is you're experiencing in the moment, welcome. So say that now, welcome. As you say welcome, There's a release happening there. And you don't have to feel anything. You're just welcoming what is. You're accepting what is. And at the same time as you're doing that, you're inviting the Spirit's influence in the situation. You're inviting that you and the Spirit are side by side, together, working in the situation. Whether you're needing divine discernment or comfort or whatever it is that is happening for you within this situation, you're saying, welcome. It's like opening your hands . Have a guest arrive at your door and you open the door and you say, welcome. Sometimes someone may be at the door you'd rather not welcome, but they're there. It's a metaphor for maybe what you're going through in your life. Something is at the door and you really don't want to open it, but the door is going to be opened anyway. So let's say welcome to it. Accepting. And at that same time, realizing that saying welcome, you are not alone, because you are welcoming the divine nature within you and the Spirit's participation with you. Saying welcome is not easy. I know. And you may not really be wholeheartedly, but that's okay. That's why we keep doing the practice. No, it's not easy to let your guard down. But once again, as you consider the situation, once again, say welcome. And then the third part of our prayer is to pray the letting go prayer. And as I say them this morning, don't try to analyze what you're doing, whether you're letting go of security or control. Don't try to think through that. Just say the words. And I know that as you're saying them, you may know this isn't really true. I don't want to let go of control. I don't want to let go of my desire to change the situation. I know exactly how you feel, because that is so true for me in the moment I'm in right now in my life. But it doesn't have to be true. It's not a prayer of being true. It's a prayer for hopefulness. It's a prayer that deep down inside I'm acknowledging. I let go of my desire for security. Say that. I let go of my desire for security. I let go of my desire for control. I let go of my desire for control. I let go of my desire for affection. Say that. I let go of my desire for affection. I let go of my desire to change the situation. I let go of my desire to change the situation. Saying these words and praying these prayers and really allowing yourself to be immersed in what they mean as you're you're saying them, I let go. It opens you to the possibilities of where your energy and action are really meant to be, because you're taking a pause. You're stopping yourself from reacting in the moment of what you're feeling and sensing and doing. And you're saying, wait, there's a deeper thing happening here, and I want to be walking alongside that deeper thing. That's how I want my energy to be placed. So I really invite you to use this method as you face circumstances and the days ahead, as a way to activate that centering prayer practice that you're doing daily, and utilizing this method of prayer to help yourself in real time, in the moment. And I know you may have someone in front of you and you may not be in a private place, but if you practice it long enough, you can say, yeah, I can sense now what's going on, and I welcome it. And then say those sentences, I let go. And sometimes it's just saying I let go and remembering you're letting go of control, security, affection, and the desire to change the situation, because it is. The reality is it is as it is. So we're allowing ourselves to pass through it. Let's sing our song one more time.
In the quiet, in the stillness, in the silence, divine voice seeks to be heard, understood. 'Cause in the silence, divine voice speaks to the place where we understand words are needed. A gentle guiding hand finds us in the quiet, in the stillness, in the silence. Divine voice seeks to be heard, understood. 'Cause in the silence, divine voice speaks.
Spirit of God, our hearts are filled with gratitude for the ancient wisdom that we have to draw from to help us through our days, our present contemporary moments. I pray that we listen to the sweet voice that draws us to seek the pause around our life experiences, so that we can come to them with awareness, with compassion, and authenticity. In Jesus' name we pray.